stars, through the airwaves and on the big screen. Coming to you live from Hollywood, it's Rated G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Rated G Radio. We've got a fun show for you today. Joyful Jeff is back for a second appearance on the show, and we had such a fun time last month after he was our guest. He's a tarot card reader, a little bit of astrologer, and a great energy in this world. I'm so thrilled that he is part of the show and has agreed to come back, especially since you guys all went nuts for this phenom last month. So we'll have Joyful Jeff on in just a couple of moments. If you're listening in and want to call in with a question, the phone lines are open at 323-657-1493. You have to press 1 on your keypad. Otherwise, I just think you're listening to the show like many of you are doing right now. It's really cool just to listen from your phone, but I don't want to interrupt your listening experience unless you want to ask a question. So then again, just a reminder, press 1 on your keypad, and then we'll take your call in this exciting hour. We're going to be back on Thursday night. Rob is hosting the show solo. I've got this new thing called a job. And so it's been kind of, I don't say wrecking havoc because it's been fantastic and I'm very grateful for it. But as far as the programming goes, my schedule is kind of all over the board. So Rob's going to try his second shot running the show solo. Last week was kind of a disaster, so we're going to have a little training session with him. But Julia Scott from America's Got Talent is going to be Rob's guest this Thursday night on Rated LGBT Radio. That'll be live at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That will be cool. If all things go well, Julia Scott will be Rob's guest for the entire hour. So I'm kind of rolling my dice and hoping that goes very well. And I'll listen to the replay because you can always listen to the show on demand. And so that will be very exciting. On Friday morning, on the Friday dance party, we have Tom Goss. He is a LGBT singer-songwriter, and he's going to be coming back onto the show to do, I'm calling it a world premiere because we haven't played his music here yet, but his album's been out for about a month. And he's got a brand new album out of music. I'm so thrilled that Tom will be joining us again Monday. I'm saying Monday. I'm looking at the calendar. I don't even know what my problem is. Friday morning at 8 a.m., he'll be the guest in hour number 2. So we're really going to start the show early at 7. And you're going, I don't know if I can dance at 7 o'clock. You've gone to aerobics. You've gone to the gym. You've run around the block at 7 o'clock in the morning. Well, this is no different except it's dance music, and it's going to be totally fun. So Friday morning at 7, we're going to start the show with just an hour of music. And then 8 o'clock, Tom's going to come on and talk about his album for a little bit. But then we're going to play the music, so it'll be super exciting. And I'm thrilled that you are here today. So without further ado, we are going to bring on Joyful Jeff. Jeff, how has it been in the last month? How's your last 4 weeks of life been?
Wow, I feel like, hello, everyone. Thank you for having me back. I'm Jeff. I'm Joyful Jeff on YouTube, and I'm thrilled and honored and delighted to be back once again. My last month has been so busy. I didn't think I'm one of those personalities that, you know, signs up for everything and then, oh, this is the week when you're like, oh, well, I guess I have all these responsibilities and commitments I have to do. But, keeping a positive attitude, September is usually a hard month for everyone all the way across the board. We can go more into that with these readings, but I'm feeling good. Fall is my favorite time of the year, so just when I, wake up and go outside and smell a little bit of fall outside, makes things better. So I'm hanging in there just like everyone else.
There you go. And you've got a birthday coming up.
I do. My birthday is October 11th, so I'm not thinking about it with all this work coming up, and it's going to be a nice reward in a couple of weeks. So I'm thrilled to be having that birthday and spend some time with my friends who want to, get together. So it's going to be an exciting time.
It'll be awesome. Well, happy early birthday. So before we get started, Jeff, do we want to do any other shout outs or messages to folks before we open the phone line? Stacy's going to be our first caller today. So I'm excited to have Stacy call in, and then we'll have Kathy and Sherry and everybody else who's calling in. But anything before we get started?
Yeah, I just wanted to really reiterate, what I'm here, what my purpose is, for doing these readings and the insight I can provide. Ultimately, my goal is that I, provide the power of perspective to a lot of people, being able to find what inside you makes you, you. And that's the most important thing of life. I feel like, society tells us what qualities what traits of who we are, you know, the most important, what should be highlighted, what is strong, what is weak. And my job is to go, hey, let's scrap that. Let's find all of the things that are about you and highlight and appreciate those, because ultimately those help you, you know, move along your journey. And so when you ask questions today, and you have guys, give me some tough stuff. Give me some things that you want another perspective on, some other insights that, you know, somebody all the way across the country in good old Columbus, Ohio can give you some wisdom in that regard. So remember, you know, I root from, you know, love and learning. Those are the big things. And if you're ready to learn, I'm ready to teach. So here we go.
There we go. So Stacy, welcome back to the show. Thank you very much for calling. Jeff already has your birthday, so ask away. Welcome.
Hi. Oh, thanks, guys. How are you?
Hello.
Hi. So I just want to know if I'm going to, or when, or any description of somebody that I'm going to meet that I'm going to like, because, you know, I want somebody that I'm interested in, too. I just don't want somebody that likes me that I'm not attracted to. So
yeah.
It's kind of hard to get that fit, you know?
Yeah, definitely. It's been funny. I've been like the love guru lately. Everyone's been coming to me and asking, like, Jeff, when am I going to find love? And you know what? I always have a good answer. So here we go. Based on your birthday, so you were born 12/26, so you are a Capricorn, correct?
Yeah.
And so with that energy, I'm excited to share with you that I think if it hasn't gone there already, or maybe in a couple of days, we have Mars, you know, the planet of sexuality and passion, and, you know, your inner war is actually moving into Capricorn. And so this is a great time for you to be, you know, at your height of attractiveness to other people. I know that you're at this point right now where you're like, you know, am I attracting the wrong thing? Why can't I just attract the, you know, the exact person that, you know, I want? And it's really evaluating what you really, really want in a relationship, because when I was kind of going through this whole process myself, you know, I had to divide it up into things that, you know, what do I need in a relationship and what do I want? And that really helped me project outward what I wanted. And for example, like, you know, what do I want? What does Jeff want in a relationship? Well, usually, you know, I want somebody who's super ambitious, who's probably a little mysterious, who, you know, maybe not the best communicator, but able to connect mentally with me. But what do I really need in a relationship? What does Jeff need? Jeff needs somebody who's going to talk to him all the time, somebody who's very emotionally developed, very emotionally supportive, and probably not ambitious, so they can take care of me in some regards. And so being able to separate, you know, those pieces of your own identity that you find attractive in yourself, you have to know if you want a challenge. Like, hey, are you trying to attract somebody similar to you, or are you trying to go for a challenge that somebody, you know, has a different vibe from you altogether, so it may have some discord at the beginning? So I'm going to pull let me see what deck I'm going to use today. I'm going to pull this the deck. This is the Psychic Tarot from the Heart by John Holland. And this is a beautiful deck to first give you a state of, hey, this is where my heart is. Capricorns are known for being the cold-hearted, closed-off sign. And I always am fighting for Capricorns.
No,
I'm
no.
Saying.
I'm warm. I love animals, pets, and everything. But, you know, it, like, in other words, if I'm friend, I can be just friends with certain guys if there's no chemistry, but they seem to like me, and it breaks the friendship up. And they know what I like, you know. I'm quite honest, you know.
Right.
I just don't like, you know, I like a certain type. And, you know, I just, I like a guy that puts some effort in the beginning and, how could we say it, likes a sporting event, somebody that just doesn't want to hang out and drink a beer. I don't really.
Right.
Drink, you know, I want somebody that I feel like I'm one of the girls with, not one of the guys with. I don't want a guy to treat me like I'm the bar buddy with benefits. That's not what I want. I want somebody.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So that's super important. And so when you, you know, list those aspects and you list those things, I, you know, this sort of energy we've been having lately, I've been so frustrated with my close friends and my group because, you know, they're all crying to me and playing the card, oh, like, you know, the world has happened to me, da-da-da-da-da, and I'm saying, like, hey, you have power, you can change these things, and you have to have these tough conversations. And so I think ultimately maybe, you know, the people that you're making assumptions on people and who they are, maybe you will find the right person. I'm going to pull a couple cards for you real quick. But you find that person, and you need to lay out those rules at the beginning, lay out what you want. No one really will probably ever, you know, Capricorns, Libras, we have a very, very high standard for our significant other because we're like, hey, like, you know, if I'm this one person that I'm going to be with, like, you better work for it. Like, this is a, we're going to build an empire together sort of mentality. And so having that, you know, making sure you're having those tough conversations and not throwing a fit when, you know, you start getting kind of serious with somebody or, you know, you're just completely turned off by whatever, maybe those people have it in them, you know, to be what you want. They just need a little bit of direction because Capricorns can give off that cold sort of, hey, I'm awesome. I have my life together. I have this. And so they may get confused, may feel threatened. And so they may try and pull the things on you, like what they think is trying to be cool or what they think you may like, because you give off such a calming, you know, allure anyways. And so have those conversations. Say, hey, like, you know, I kind of have something for you. I'm not really sure. I don't know you well, but know that, you know, this is the type of fun that I want to have. This is what I like in a person. And if they are able to kind of shift into that a little bit, that means they have it in them. If you see it in their face, hey, you know, I think you're worth this shift a little bit. It's not changing somebody. A lot of people are like, oh, you know, you're going to change somebody to, you know, fit who you want. No, people have all these qualities, like I say, floating in them, and it's up to you to kind of shift it or push it. You know, you Capricorns are very powerful people, probably the most powerful out of all the signs. They're able to mold people into what they need, and it's a very, you know, everyone grows from this experience. So I have a card that I'm pulling for you so we can get moving with this, and let me see what we have for you. All right. The first card I have pulled for you is Healing Begins. And so I want to kind of describe this picture for you here. Healing Begins is a very fascinating card to me. It's kind of like, imagine a curtain, you know, a black curtain that is just hanging from the ceiling. And, you know, you just open up part of it and you peek your head in a little bit. It's like, what have I been missing? You know, what do I really, really desire? And so to me, what I have to tell you with this, especially with, you know, the stereotype of Capricorns being closed off, I don't think you're closed off. I think you know exactly what you want, which is fantastic, which is, you know, if everyone was like that, we would have some better pairings most of the time. But I would really encourage you to kind of expand. You know, you really don't know what you want sometimes until you're in the middle of it. And it's tough.
Yeah,
because,
I like,
you know,
somebody
like,
that likes tennis. I like going to tennis tournaments. I like watching tennis. And it's important for me to have somebody that's into tennis. Like I said, like, in other words, if a guy tells me he's a McEnroe fan, that's a turn on to me.
Right.
You know, not that you know what I mean. It's just a guy that likes McEnroe is really into the game, and that's basically what I'm kind of looking for, you know, someone that has that mutual interest.
And it's really crazy how I'm the same exact way. I have, you know, my likes and dislikes are never, you know, here or there. I'm very, very, you know, stern in my likes. Like, I like, you know, foreign language. I like music. I like, you know, computer science. You know, these are the things that, you know, grind my gears. And so when I was out, you know, and you're looking for people to be potential partners and that sort of thing, you're trying to find those people that, you know, would align with those. But remember, though, I just have to tell you that, like, when you're in those things and you want somebody who's like almost like 100% certain, like, yeah, they have to like tennis or they have to, you know, be interested in this, know that, like, so as an earth sign, as a Capricorn earth sign, you really value that security and you really value that sort of that grounded energy. Like you said, you know, with animals being really, really surrounded by the natural energies of earth. And so that means sometimes as an earth sign, it's hard for you to branch out into other things. And so when you think about love, I want you to think about this Healing Begins card. And when you're trying to attract it into your life, imagine you literally, you know, pulling the curtain away from your heart, pulling the curtain away from, you know, your conceived notions of what you want in a partner, and literally maybe listen. You know, I'm going to give a TED talk at my university about listening, about loving and enlivening, because it's so important to really, hey, this person doesn't have the qualities that I really, really expect off the bat. They may have potential, and it's tough, and it's annoying, because sometimes you put your eggs in a basket and they really don't return, and then you're hurt again, then you have to go through this process. You know, the next time around, you're like, oh, I know what I want. I'm not going to fall for that again. But, yeah, I mean, talk at first. Capricorns usually don't open up at the beginning. They may have a really, really couple strong fronts that they put up. So you may be very clear, like, yeah, I like tennis, I like this, I like that. And that's scary to other people. You know, if you're dealing with somebody that's more emotional, and I know it's weird, like, you know, with all our, you know, gender roles and everything, oh, you know, you want somebody who can be able to handle that. But Capricorns, I'm very intimidated by Capricorns because they are just so powerful, such powerful entities. I'm going to pull one more card for you in that love deck. And let's see, that card we have, do a little shuffle. So I want direction on that healing. What does that mean for you? Oh, card flew out. Just dropped to the ground. I'll pick it up. Okay. All right. The card I have for you is Just Breathe. Okay? Just Breathe. And what this image shows is a woman. She has her hand up, and it's almost against a mirror, and she's seeing a reflection of herself in this mirror, okay? It's a Just Breathe sort of induced card. And so I feel like, you know, for me to attract somebody, usually I'm the initiator. I'm the one, you know, I'm the one who's extra flirty. I'm the one going out of my way to do stuff. But for some other people, literally those who don't really try that hard are the most attractive. And that Just Breathe card is saying, hey, don't think too much about it. It seems like you're at the point now where you're like, I don't know what else to do but to think about it. And so, you know, take my advice. It's not the most direct advice because your situation is not the most direct. It's really
When you said you try, I don't do the flirting or whatever. I like the guy to do it because I don't feel it's. But you know, I just like, you know, guys like, no, I mean, a turn off to me is a guy that talks about his ex all the time. You know, if a guy talks about his ex, how interested is he in me? So I just want to feel like, you know, a guy is totally interested in me. That's basically what I want because I don't want to waste my time. And I get his options also besides his words would show it. Mm-hmm. So I just want to know, like, basically, if you see anything in a time frame anytime soon.
Yeah, so I would say, once again, this next month, you have probably until the end of October, great energy. So Jupiter just moved into Libra. So this is about relationships. You have Mars in your sign. So if you're not the one to go necessarily approach people, you're going to be on fire for this next, from here to the end of October, bam, that's a huge month for you. Always January for Capricorns is huge because the new year happens, everyone has their fun, and then everyone's kind of empty, you know, the first week back to work or school or whatever. And so those two time frames for you would be, you know, starting today. You know, we're not waiting. Like, today is definitely a day for you to find love. And then, you know, if the holidays happen and you're just on your own, that's the sort of thing. Then January to probably mid-February to Valentine's Day, don't mess around. You know, if you have to be a little extra assertive, if you have to try something different, you know, with love, try as many things as you want. I know it's out of your comfort zone. If you're not the one who initiates, you know what? If you initiate, is that the end of the world? Is that really who you are? Maybe not. But at the same time, you're trying something different. And that gives you, you know, a little bit more motivation. With the two cards I have for you, I have that healing begins. So whether there's any other, the reason you're having, you know, you're just like me. You know, I'm much younger, okay? And I have that same mentality of, like, I don't want to play games. Like, if we're going to date, like, if I'm here with you, you know, I want to know this, this, and this, and, like, I don't have time to play around. I'm the same way. And the same with the Just Breathe. Sometimes I overthink things, and I'm missing, you know, a part of somebody, and I'm closing it off. And so please stay open. Love is good for you until the end of October and in January. So, if the way you're attracting it is not working for you, I'm not saying it's not the right way. I'm saying that try something different, and then you know what? You always come back to your set ways. And you'll be surprised. I mean, maybe, you know, this person doesn't like tennis, maybe they don't like this, but, you know, they have other assets to them that you're like, you know, and I don't really value these things that they value, but maybe I can begin that journey to do that. And to me, that's the struggle of love. Like, I could find somebody who's, like, really into everything I'm into, but to me, that's too easy. Like, I want somebody who's, like, completely off in left field from me, who is challenging to get to know, and I feel like everyone, you know, in love has a continuum of where they fall in that. Do they want a little bit of a challenge? Do they want a lot of comfort? Do they want moderate challenge? Or, you know, a lot of challenge? So, you know, you have really two good, powerful cards. Breathe, open that curtain, expand your horizon and love. So that's what I have for you.
There we go, Stacy. Thank you for your call, Stacy. Jeff, thank you very much for that. We're going to move on to our next caller here. That's going to be Kathy. And Kathy, Jeff already has your birthday, so welcome to the show. And what's your question for Joyful Jeff?
Hi, thank you. Hi, Jeff.
Hello.
Mine would be about spiritual journey.
Oh, beautiful. So are you questioning, you know, your spiritual journey or just that topic in general?
Like, what am I going to be doing?
All right, cool. Let's see what we have going on for you. You're a Sagittarius, so I really resonate with that energy so much so. I'm a Sagittarius ascendant. I also have Jupiter in Sagittarius. Basically, you know, I have a lot of influence from that energy that you have, that's, you know, your soul. Yeah, astrology focus only before we pull cards. The goal of the Sagittarius, the life purpose, you know, the spiritual alignment that you have to have is you are the amplifier, the great expander, the one who, you know, really is able to teach, to travel. You're almost that person that, you know, you are that spark in a way of, like, you've lived so many different experiences, you've had so many different things that people may have not had the opportunity to have. And so it's up to you to kind of, you know, be a little dramatic, to tell that story a little bit, to give that memory justice. You know, as a fire sign, you're a spark. As a fire sign, you're, you know, an energy that cannot be extinguished. And so I always feel it's funny. You know, I went to an expo 2 years ago, you know, and the reason I got into all of this is because I walk into the expo, and the one person I wanted a reading from, like, stood up and, like, pulled out their chair, and they said, oh, my gosh, I have a healer who is here. I am so glad that I have this. And I was like, what? I didn't even know. You don't even know me. What is this? And, you know, he sat down, and he's like, I'm not charging you for anything. Like, these are the lessons I have to tell you. And so here I am now, you know, at my young age, being able to be a teacher. I know I have to set my boundaries when I do my healing, that sort of thing. And so it's a journey as a Sagittarius to find that enlightenment, to find that soul purpose. You know, Sagittarius is blunt. It's cutting away the bullshit and, you know, and not listening to what other people want you to listen. It's really listening to yourself in more than a cliche way. It's really saying, hey, like, this is what fires me up. This is what I'm passionate about. And this is what I believe that people need to hear the truth about. Sagittarius, you talk to any of them, you know, me included with a little bit, you know, when we speak the truth, quote unquote, the truth, we, you know, we really, really mean it and we really, really believe it. There are a lot of people out there who are very, you know, passionate about who they are and their ideas and their work, but they're not as, I wouldn't say defensive, not as assertive in those truths. You know, it's tough. You know, when you're trying to, you know, do astrology on the side and tarot cards, and you're trying to speak love and truth and hope and acceptance every single day, it's exhausting. It's tough. It takes a special type of person to do that because there are so many outside influences telling you not to do that. So I'm going to pull a card for you from the compass deck, which gives you direction. I always use this card of this deck because I have, you know, Sagittarius in me. I have that great expander. I have that teacher. I have that part of me that's like, I did this for a couple of years. Well, what else is out there? What else can the world bring me? What can I bring the world? And so I'm going to pull a couple of cards here for you. We have, all right, shuffle. All right. The first card we're pulling for you is home. This is, I think, the beginning of the journey for home. And how I'm going to describe home is definitely not, you know, the traditional sense of home. If I pull this for an earth sign, if I pull this for, you know, somebody more contained in that area, maybe I talk about the traditional sense. But for Sagittarius, home, you know, is your travels. Home is your mind, where you are expanding, where your ideas kind of form a barrier around you. If I stood in the center of my room right now, okay, and I put around me on my wall all of the ideas, maybe quotes, maybe people and their pictures around me, what would be my sense of home? What would be my sense of security? Yeah, you'll find love on there. You'll find, you know, being humorous and witty. You'll find, you know, a little bit of envy in there and jealousy. All of those things that really, really make up who I am, and that is my home. You know, like wherever a Sagittarius travels, wherever they go, having that, you know, that invisible barrier of ideas and things around you, because when you are in your life and you're looking for that purpose, you know, you're looking for that spiritual journey, you know, you need to have those ideas with you so you can, it's almost like when you walk through your life and you're, you know, maybe you're going on a walk, maybe you're talking with a friend, whatever you're doing, if you imagine that wall around you, you'll see certain things kind of light up, you know, you'll be like, you know, I'm having this conversation with somebody and wow, I'm feeling a lot of love. Wow, I'm feeling a lot of gratitude and appreciation. Maybe you're talking with a boss or something, you know, and you're feeling other areas like, oh, this hard work or, you know, perseverance, whatever that is. Ultimately, you will see those things that you get most excited about when they light up, when you see them manifest in your life. And so everyone finding their journey, everyone finding their spot in the world is through a little bit of that process. It's that trial and error. It's saying, hey, I think this is a part of me. You go out in the world, oh, gosh, it's really not. I didn't encounter anything that, you know, made this spark inside of me. You kind of pushed it off to the side a little bit. Maybe it comes back around. Maybe, you know, that idea comes back around. And so that home card for me, for you in your journey, really represents to me, hey, you know, you have to build your wall right now. You may think that you know, what makes up who you are and where you're safe and comfortable. Sagittarius has a really hard time with comfort. They don't like feeling contained. They don't like being told what to do. And so, you know, there's a point where you tell yourself what to do. You know, you tell yourself your purpose. And if you're not, you know, as a Sagittarius, you know, willing to hear your own voice speak to yourself, that's the first challenge. That's the first challenge of Sagittarius saying, wow, you know, this is what I enjoy, what I love, but I'm not listening to it. So it's part of that process for home. I'm going to pull another card to clarify for that. But, yeah, it's beginning your sense of home. You know, when you walk into a room, when you see somebody you've known for a while or, you know, somebody you've just met, what are they picking up on you? What sort of qualities, what sort of ideas, what sort of people project out of you in that? That is your purpose. When I walk and I'm, like, you know, meeting somebody new, I'll go, like, I feel my close friends with me, you know, and so it's just like, hey, like, you know, I'm giving you a little taste of Jeff, but I'm also giving you a taste of, you know, my friend Allie or, you know, Justin or whatever. And so it's all about, because we're all connected. And so I'm going to pull another card for you. I hope that's kind of making sense a little bit to you. It's okay. I always speak in my abstract metaphors, but it's the best way for me to give you that sense of what I'm trying to say here. So, all right, next card we're pulling for you. Okay, here it is. Our card we're pulling for you is wide open. And so there's not a better card for a Sagittarius out there than being wide open, than being completely open to the opportunities, completely open to the energies that can come to you. Like I said, you're an expander, okay? If you never find your, you know, spiritual purpose and you just listen to what I've said to you about Sagittarius, you know, your purpose is to expand, to teach, to learn, and to tell the truth, okay? You know, Libra, my sign, is more concerned about justice, more concerned about relationships, you know, and then as you get along to Sagittarius, the truth is just so, you know, it gets so skewed from all the past energies. And so Sagittarius is like the last bow to say, hey, no, this is really how things are. Wide open to me and how you need to go about this process. Once again, it's almost like the last caller, you know, not thinking about it too much. And I think you've already lived it. I already feel, you know, you have that excitement and that energy. That's the Sagittarius vibe. So make sure you don't lose that flame, you know, don't lose that what you get excited about. And so that's so hard. Like, I'm young and I'm like, damn, I don't feel like waking up today and doing this or doing that. And I'm young. I should not be feeling that. You know what I mean? And so it's recognizing when you have those pitfalls, you have those blocks of energy, and how are you getting through it? That's when you find your purpose, you know? Once again, another cliche, oh, you know, you don't know who you are until you've gone through, you've ran the gauntlet or whatever, you know, you've done those challenges, because that's when you find your flame. And so time and time again, I find myself, you know, when things are very calm and there's no crisis happening, and, you know, my friends are all good, you know, my life's in order, I get a little unsteady. I'm like, wait, why is this so peaceful? Like, you know, Sagittarius is about, you know, a little bit of drama, a little bit of excitement, a little bit of fire. Sagittarius is such a fun energy. So establish that sense of home, not like, you know, home and family, which kind of is a part of it, but really those ideas that you hold, that you project outward. And let me tell you, when you project those things outward, they come back at you so fast that, you know, sometimes you miss it and you got to keep projecting it outward. But I'm telling you, ever since, you know, 2 years ago, when I really started saying, hey, you know, when you talk about Jeff, this is, you know, I don't want to be recognized. I want to be known. Okay. You know, I want people to say, hey, you know, I don't know Jeff very, very well, but those times that, you know, we had a one-on-one conversation, he really projected this. You know, I got this energy from him. That's more worth it to me than being, oh yeah, joyful Jeff, you know, whatever in the future. It's not about that. It's what my connections are. And so Sagittarius is good at bridging that gap and destroying boundaries. I wish we had more Sagittariuses, you know, in government, more of them in, you know, a lot of in entertainment, because they're so ready to bridge that gap. And so stay wide open, stay open to that energy. And maybe if you put the cards together here, wide open and home, you know, are you staying open to yourself? Maybe you're looking too external and you look internal. You know, it's your individual journey.
Yeah.
And I often run into that same problem where I'm so, you know, all the way around in my life trying to experience so many different things. And it's not like I forget to look internally. I do that, but it's I don't listen enough to reflect on how it can be incorporated into my life. I just like experience it and then put it on the shelf. You know, maybe those lessons and those weird things that have happened in my life, you know, you need to take a little piece with you. Once again, use that to create your home. And then, you know, you go out into your life and you can project that. But until you accept it and you know, you're wide open to yourself and you listen to yourself, hey, you know, there's a lot of different avenues you can go. So I hope that was helpful. You know, my view and my journey on spirituality is very, very, I go in a very positive direction of really affirming those little voices that everyone tells you, hey, don't listen to, don't look at. If any of you watched the presidential debate last night, you know, you're seeing qualities in candidates and both people, you know, that you're like, this is what America perceives as powerful. This is good. And then it's like, God, you're just continuing that structure because, you know, finding those things that you have that little spark of interest in, that is those flames that you need to cultivate, not necessarily what society is telling you is important for you to be good at. Oh, you need to be really, really good at this part so you can get this job and, you know, forget about your emotional intelligence. What? Like, you know, I should be going to interviews and they should be talking about emotional intelligence, you know, EQ and IQ, both of those things, you know. And so keep expanding, Sagittarius. Keep, you know, growing. Find that home. Stay wide open. The second a Sagittarius closes off and they think they know it all, or they think that, you know, they're not open to the lessons, they're too hardened from life, or maybe they're just not the same. No, you're one of those that, you know, you're a kicker, you're a fighter until the very end. So continue with that lesson and continue to grow and expand, and you'll be great.
Thank you, Kathy, for your call. Thank you, Jeff, for that. By the way, we're at the halfway part of the show, which is mind-blowing because the show just always flies by. If you have not, I'm going to give you two words of advice. Listen to what I say next, but also listen to what Jeff says in your reading. Here's what I'm going to say next. Jeff's got a YouTube channel, and I make it so easy for you as the listener to subscribe and like his channel. If you haven't been there, you must go because it is an event. It is a spectacular, and it's something that will change your life for the better. I'm just telling you, it's a guarantee. It's like a money-back guarantee. You must go subscribe to his YouTube channel today. You will love his readings. You actually get to see Jeff, and he holds up the cards that he's talking to you about today. So you actually see the readings that he's doing, and he paints such a beautiful, vivid picture of what's going on. It will make you smile and make your heart happy. All you got to do is click the here on subscribe to Jeff's YouTube channel. Here, we make it that easy. And part two, Jeff has a Facebook page on Joyful Jeff. So if you click the link for like Joyful Jeff on Facebook here, you have two clicks and you've got two great things to keep you motivated and excited today. We're going to go on to our next caller, Sherry, and then we've got Wendy, and then we've got a question out of the chat room, and we're just going to see where the show takes us. And with that, Sherry, Jeff has your birthday. Joyful Jeff is on with Sherry. Welcome to the show, and go ahead, please.
Hi there. Thank you for taking my call.
Hello, hello.
Hi. My question is just pertaining to finances going forward from today onward.
Yeah, definitely. I have your birthday is March 27th, 65, correct?
That's right.
Okay, perfect. So you are an Aries, and so let me see what's going on for Aries. I was pretty sure with finance, and since that's more of a specific question, I want to give you the best answer. All right, let me pull up this for you. All right, do we have, yeah, so, you know, September, let me tell you what happened in September before I give you the finances. What we had in September, on August 30th, you know, towards the end of August, we had Mercury that went retrograde. And so, you know, for those of you who are not really sure about Mercury retrograde, it's really that time when communication kind of breaks down, when all of our, you know, past unfinished business comes up again, and we have to, you know, finalize that, when money details go out the window, and we get really, really frustrated about that. All of those things happen. And so with you, we also had a lot of things happen. If you're a Virgo and you're listening to this, we had a lot of things happen for you this last month. So I hope all the Virgos out there are doing well. We had an eclipse at the beginning of September, and this is a powerful time where the universe literally rips away things for us that aren't worth it, you know, or things that you need to make room for whatever's happening. As an Aries, you are a cardinal sign. So you are an initiator, okay? You're an initiator like a Libra, like a Capricorn, like a Cancer. And so you are really, really, you know, your goal is you know what you need and you want to start the mission to go out and get it. But sometimes, you know, you feel those blockades with financial things happening. Let me pull up the exact date that could be lucky for you. I want to make sure. Let's see, today. Let's see what's going on here. So yeah, what has been your challenge with finances so far? Has it been, you know, business has been bad? Has it been finding something that you really want to do? Is it, you know, was there an event that happened that, you know, threw you off your game a little bit? What is it that you need specific advice for?
Well, just future job prospects and you know, where, you know, like I'm looking at kind of getting out of the field that I was in because it's slowed down to basically a halt.
Got it. Perfect. Okay. So what we have going on, I always wanted to tell you that we have Jupiter that is in Libra. And so Jupiter is your opposite sign. So it's really kind of for this year until October 2017, Jupiter is, you know, the thing that could bring you jobs, what could bring you, you know, abundance and all of those things. And it's in your opposite sign. And so to really, really, you know, think about, you know, job prospects and if you're going to make a career shift and how those are looking for you, first have to accept that, hey, like, Jupiter in Libra is a more relational energy. It's a more, you know, you give and take. And so it's really going to be about those connections that you have. You really need to reach out to outside advice. This is not an internal process where I usually, when it comes to finances, I usually am like saying, hey, sometimes this is an internal process. But for you as an Aries, with all this energy happening away from you, it may just, I'm sorry, if it feels so grim for you right now, there is reason behind it because we have all of these planets, all of these aspects that are completely far away from Aries. You know, your birthday, you know, is on the other half of the month, and so you are feeling your energy almost sucked from you. So my goal for you before I pull some cards, before I give you some specific days, is to really have to tap into the relational energies around you, really get that advice, because it seems like you need another spark. It seems like, you know, you didn't think that you would have to go through another career change possibly, and now you have to do it. Maybe you saw it coming and you're just, the day came too quickly, all of those things. But it's time to really have the relational aspects of somebody who can help you along the way. I get shocked all the time when I'm pulling tarot cards for myself, or I'm in a situation where I'm trapped. I go, Jeff, you know so many people. You know people who want to help you along the way. Why aren't you reaching out to them? Is it your own pride? Is it your own ego? Is it your own, you know, you don't know how to reach out? Are you shy about it? You know, what is holding you back from reaching out, calling places, getting answers, you know, and finding, you know, even if your skills and certifications or whatever doesn't line up exactly to the job position that, you know, you feel like you have to shift into, doesn't matter. Sometimes there are, you know, little breaks here and there that they can still put you in that spot. Maybe the whole idea of change is just kind of unsettling. It's kind of like, oh, man, I didn't want this to happen. I'm going to pull a deeper card for you first. This is going to be from the Wildwood Tarot deck. And so this deck is really about finding our primal instincts, our deepest part of us, the most unsettling parts of who we are, maybe what we have on our side, what you need to tap into, etc. So I'm going to pull one of these cards. I'll pull a lighter card after, but I'm going to pull a deep card for you to give you something to think about when we are trying to tackle finances. If we're talking about times, while I shuffle here, times that are great for you, it's tough. It's when Aries energy happens right now, we're in your opposite. Everything's going to be in Libra in a couple of days. And so you almost feel like the sun, your exuberance, your energy is so far away. And so you just have to put your mindset in a different way. Aries is about the self. Aries is about, you know, your energy, your power, your fire. Libra is about, hey, don't worry about me. Why are you looking at me? Let's talk about you, and then we'll talk about me. Okay, so that is that energy. So with finances, Libras are very good with money occasionally. Aries, they know how to make money, but they may not know how, they may let control slip away from them. So it's tough for them to hold on to assets. So I'm going to pull a card here for you. Let's see. Okay, I pulled for you the Knight of Arrows, the Hawk. And so the Hawk, to me, represents a couple of things. So, A, it could represent, you know, bitterness or some sort of hatred or some sort of, you know, a darker energy that is really in the way right now, preventing you from the finances. So whether that's a negative emotion of, man, like, I don't know if I'm going to be good enough for these jobs, I don't know if I can find a position, you know, it's that overall pessimism. The Hawk is sitting on your shoulder right now. And that's, hey, I'm not saying being pessimistic or being in a darker area is a bad thing, because if I, you know, I always say to be as light as I am, you have to go and be as dark as you can. Okay. And so know that with this little bird sitting on your shoulder telling you, oh, you know, finances aren't going to get better. Oh, you know, wherever you're going to go, you know, you're not going to enjoy your job like how you had it. You're not going to make as much money. This is a downsize. This whole process is just bad. You're closing off to all the Libra energies that we have right now, which are very relational. You're closing off to your potential, and you're gonna extinguish that flame a little bit. So, Aries, you are a, you know, optimistic, a very forward initiator energy. You know, remember, you are the beginning of the energy of the universe. Okay, that's a crazy, like, you know, burden in a way to put it. You started everything. You know, you are that first initiating energy of the zodiac. So you have this Hawk. There's nothing worse than an Aries that is having, you know, pessimism or can't see sight of the future or can't see the hope and what the future can bring for you with money, okay? And so the first step is saying, hey, if you have anything, any, you know, bitterness or any anger because of this job, any of this search, that's the first blockade that's going to prevent you from your finances. December is going to be a great time for you in finances. When the sun moves into Sagittarius at the end of November into December, that end of the year stuff is really, really great, because when you're looking for a new job, you know, people are trying to, you know, they usually have positions filled, you know, maybe by the end of the year. But that new year, that December to January, is where people transition. And so if maybe somebody is transitioning away from a job, or you're trying to make a good impression on somebody, this is a great time. December and then your birth month In March will be a great time. But if you need something more immediate, in October, I've been telling everyone October is going to be a great money month. We have Venus that's in Scorpio right now, and so this is, you know, Scorpio rules money. And so you have a lot of that energy. I'm going to pull one more card, but while I'm shuffling, I'm going to ask you if you have any questions or any clarifications or where you need me to guide my conversation for you. Hello?
Yes?
Oh, yeah. Do you have any questions while I'm shuffling for you to pull another card? Did you have any way that you wanted me to guide this conversation for you a little bit?
I don't know if the cards will give any indication of an actual career change or if it'll be very similar to what I was doing. I don't really have any darkness around it. It's open to basically anything.
Okay.
But, you know,
I'm
going to
pull.
Skills.
Perfect. Awesome. Also, the hawk could represent not necessarily your own inner darkness. It could be somebody trying to restrict you or somebody watching out for you. Just imagine, when you're trying to make this shift, what sort of energy is around you. I'm going to pull a fairy card for you because this is going to give us some more direct advice. All right, here we go. Okay. All right, I'm pulling two cards for you. The first card that I pulled for you is the Ten of Spring, and it says this: ask for help from others, all work and no play, being weighed down by too many responsibilities. And the next card I have for you is the Two of Winter, and this says, indecision is holding you back. Make the choice that's best for you rather than trying to please others, feeling trapped between the intellectual and the emotional. Okay, so those are the two cards that I pulled for you out of this fairy deck. And so, to continue along, the Two of Winter saying indecision. And so I struggle with indecision a lot. And if the prospect is just about finding something, finding something where your skills are going to be utilized to the best of, your ability, I'm always shocked by Aries because they're able to just kind of jump into something and they don't really know what it's going to bring, but they go for it anyways. And so I don't know if indecision has a part in it, but if it does, make the choice that's best for you. And, at this point, you know yourself very, very well. You know what you're good at, what you're not. And so use those pillars to really, really help you through. Additionally, feeling trapped between the emotional and the intellectual, that's another thing. Maybe, you have a job out there, some sort of skill that you're feeling like, I may jump for this, but you're just having these doubts. And I don't feel like Aries, they're not really pessimistic people, which is why it was interesting when I pulled the hawk. So that, to me, that always says, hey, there could be another energy around you, something else that's going to prevent you that you don't know yet. But the other card is ask for help from others. So I was talking about it before I pulled these cards, about the relational energy that we're really, really having. So, you're reaching out to me for a little bit of help, reaching out to other people and asking, where can you really, where do they think you should go? Where do they think, what opportunities do they have? And I know that I feel like this is just like, a very average answer because it's just reaching out to others and see what they can help you with. But for this energy, it's just so important and it's so clear. And so if you have indecision, don't let that hold you back. Don't let doubts get you, even if they're not there right now. The card said that you could have something coming up. Maybe you have a job switch and it may, may not be exactly what you want. So you maybe have two sudden job switches. And so be aware of that. Ask for help. Don't be weighed down by too much responsibility. I know you are in a responsible state right now. And I wish you the best of luck. Like I said, December will be a great month for you. A little bit of October, probably October 15th on to the end of October will be great. And then if you're still looking by March, that will also be a great energy for you. So I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you, Sherry. And again, remember, everybody, Joyful Jeff has an amazing YouTube channel. We make it really easy for you. Just click here on the show page, and it will take you right there. And you can subscribe and get a daily update and get your monthly update. I just went and watched mine for October yesterday, last night, and it was a great 6-7 minutes of entertainment and useful information. I actually stopped it, rewound it, and listened to it and took some notes. So I've got my note page all handy, and that comes from Joyful Jeff's YouTube channel. We've also got Joyful Jeff's Facebook page link here on the show page as well, so just click that so you can stay attuned to all of the cool things. We're going to try to sneak in a couple more calls. After Wendy, we're going to go to the chat room real quick. And Wendy, you are now live with Joyful Jeff. Welcome to the show. Go ahead, please.
Thank you very much. Hi, Joyful Jeff.
My
question is, hello, good morning. My question is regarding how soon I'll find employment with longevity.
Okay. So you are born on 7-16-51, correct?
No, actually July the 6th, 1951.
July 6th. That was my bad. Got it. Thank you. All right. So, all right, this is the energy we have, and it's funny because I've been, the two questions I've been having from people in my life have been the love, you know, the universe is taking, you know, their whatever out on me, and then it's been career stuff. I've been heavily thinking about career stuff in my life. You know, I've been having a whole bunch of different interviews, seeing where I want to go, do I want to leave Ohio, that sort of thing. And so for you and your energy, I want to just pull a card for you right off the bat because I need a springboard to see what we can have for you. And I'm going to pull a card from the Compass deck. All right. Let me start something here. Okay. You have to remember, I mean, I was just saying that in the past reading, that we had this really powerful eclipse cycle that just swept through and the Mercury retrograde in Virgo. So at the September has just been a lot of fun, okay? There's just been a lot of rethinking, a lot of reprioritizing. Maybe the things that we've put off, you know, they've come back up and we're saying, oh, gosh, we really have to take care of this employment, or we really have to take care of, you know, my health, or, you know, all of those things. So I'm going to pull – oh, cards flew out at me. Okay, here we go. We have a balancing act for you. Interesting. And so what my question I'm going to give to you is – you know, are you looking for a job or a position that, you know, takes up a lot of your time? Are you looking for like a solid, you know, full-time, maybe even more hours than that position? Or are you looking for something not as great as that? That could be a challenge at first. You know, first decide what is your balancing act. You know, do you want a lot of work-life balance in that? But yeah, balance is it's a tricky thing. This card means so many different things, you know. Are you in a balanced emotional, intellectual, physical, whatever, spiritual state that you're able to find the next job for you? Are you able to attract that right now? Maybe I'm trying to find good times for you. So July, you know, being the birth month, July was a doozy of a month. I talked about that the last radio show. Oof, we had so much energy in July. And so I'm excited for you because the first reason is, I think you've gone through all the emotional, you know, burdens that you're going to have for the rest of the year. So, you know, the big, serious, contemplative, very intuitive, you know, what's going on inside of me? What kind of job do I really want? What kind of position is out there? That has already been over with. So that's exciting for your sign. And so let me pull. So balancing act. So if you're trying to find, you know, longevity and employment, so have you really been putting, you know, the balancing energy into finding that? How much time are you putting towards that? Are you putting, you know, too much time and you're not letting, you know, the universe or, you know, reaching out to others, you know, balance your act to find that position. So, you know, with when I was speaking to the Aries, you know, on the last call, you know, that was really necessary that they were reaching out to others. That was their main priority. With you, you got to balance it. A little bit of reaching out, a little bit of self-searching, you know, a little bit of, you know, taking a break. That will be your best bet. And so you need to find whatever balance is. If there's anything in your life that's extremely unbalanced right now, or you feel like it could be something that's out of your control, take this time to reel it back in and to give control to it again. In terms of a timetable, I'm going to pull another card right here. Okay, this card I have for you is Renewal. Review the past and the present so you can plan a bright new future. Understanding your life purpose, releasing judgment of yourself and others. So, that's a doozy. We got Renewal there. So that's also an exciting energy. Wow, you know, you're able to, share with yourself, hey, this is where I want to be renewed. Maybe this, this new job position is something that you can be really excited about. And for you, I'm trying to think of a time. Cancer's had such a big energy in the middle of the summer. End of October into November. That could be when, you know, the sun is going to be in Scorpio, a sister sign to you. Great energy to look for jobs. Scorpio controls things, okay? And so they are able to keep, jobs, able to hold on to relationships. They're also able to let it go. And so this end of October into November could be a great time for you. But you need to, review the past, review the present. I feel like you've already done that. To plan for a bright new future, understanding your life purpose, say, hey, if I want to have a job that's going to give me long-term employment, am I going out there enough and trying to get that? Releasing judgments. Hey, what judgments are you having on yourself? This position's looking for, super young people. I'm not going to be good for that. Or, this position is not right for me. You got to release those judgments, get those out of the way. All of those things are going to be mental blockades for any job that you may find end of October into November. Reach out to that network. Find that balancing act, of, going, reaching out to others, and, assessing yourself. These are all such important things. So you have two very positive cards, but they're very, kind of on the fence. Balancing act. Are you doing enough? Are you doing too little? Renewal. Okay, you've done some self-analyzing, and now it's time to plan that future. So what judgments do you have to release? What actions do you have to take to go to that area that you want to go? So good luck with that. You have a little bit more thinking to do, a little bit more assessing. Good luck at the end of October into November. And then if you need it another time after that, January would be fine again too. January is usually a hard month for me. So usually hard months for me are good months for, water and earth signs. So good luck with that. And I hope that was a little bit helpful for you.
Thank you, Wendy, for your call. And thank you, Joyful Jeff, for an amazing show today. Wow. What a privilege to have you here. For everybody else who asked a question in the chat room and the other callers, I'm so sorry. It's just an hour program and we're out of time for today. So I encourage you strongly to go to subscribe to Jeff's YouTube channel and his Facebook pages. Both links are on the show page. Joyful Jeff, any other news or updates that we should hear about before our visit with you next time?
Yeah, I guess, I'm here to tell you to keep digging and to keep fighting and to keep going for it. I'm that spark and that energy. And so, if you're facing any challenges, you're facing any, rough patches of energy, you're just confused, find that inner flame. Use me as a way to say, hey, life's not that bad. Life's not that horrible. Things happen. Pains happen. I've been through a lot of things in my life. YouTube has kind of been on a little bit of a back burner for me. I'm still doing the daily videos and some of the monthlies, but I'm looking forward to in December redesigning my whole setup and getting ready for the new year. So, things, yay, there's still going to be content on there. You can still reach out, but, I'm busy with other things right now. If you want any questions answered, I'm really good about individualizing. My email is on my YouTube channel. Send me an email. You don't have to get a reading. Send me an email about your life. Say, hey, this is what's going on in my life. How are you? I love those emails. I want to hear about you because that adds to my story, and I hope I can add to yours. So I am beyond honored, and thank you for having me once again.
Thank you, Joyful Jeff. We will see you soon. And for everybody else, tune in Thursday night for Rated LGBT Radio. Let's see if Rob can master the control board for Julia Scott with America's Got Talent on our next episode. Everybody have a great day, and don't drive distracted.
You've been listening to Rated G Radio.